the heroes for. Out of the shadows of the heart of the sewers in historic downtown New York City, it's Turtle Thursday on Splinterzilla 19.
Splinterzilla?
I couldn't think of anything better.
There's so... No, what? No, fine. You do you.
I do ye. I do ye. Yeezy?
Well, we've already started this show off.
Ye
well.
Old OK Cupid.
Yeah. Hey, it's Tanner Thursday here on Podzilla 1985, but we ain't got no Tanner today. Instead, we got five radical dudes. Well, four radical dudes and one April O'Neil. All
right, so real quick, if you're going to assign turtles to the four of us, who do we got?
Clearly, I'm Leonardo. I mean, that's just by default, because I'm the leader in blue. I do whatever it takes to get my ninjas through. Asa, I feel, would be... I would put Michelangelo as Dalton.
Oh,
just because
loud
obnoxious. That's a good plot. Asa, I'm going to have to give Raphael.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
I agree with it, but I don't like him.
I know.
Yeah.
He's not my
like,
favorite.
I kind of had that same like inner debate like between me and Asa, who would be Raphael and who would be Donatello, because they work.
Yeah,
like,
I want to give you Raphael just because you're bigger and a bruiser. But at the same time, Asa's so mad.
All the time.
He has the Raph rage.
And I like the tech and all that good
stuff.
You do.
You're nerd scientist. And I always say Lindsay gets April O'Neil by default because she has
I'm
boobs.
The chick.
Yeah. Ethan Splinter. No.
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 At least I'm not Irma.
No. Ethan, you are one of the
crank brains.
You're one of the teenagers from Dimension X.
You know, one of the Neutronos.
One of the Neutronos, yeah, because they were dumb.
Do we have a Casey Jones in our group? Like anybody that could qualify?
I'm also Casey Jones.
I wanted to be Casey Jones. So
but Casey Jones has long hair.
Motherfucker.
He could be the Stephen Amell. Stephen Amell.
I'm no Stephen Amell.
I want to be Stephen Amell.
So if you're
Cadillac of men.
If you're wondering why we're talking so much about Ninja Turtles, it's because if you tuned into this show not wanting to listen about Ninja Turtles, this ain't the show for you.
You came to the wrong neighborhood.
you should just go to PWU.
Go to last night's episode of Pro Wrestling Unscripted. Go back to Nerd Up where they talked about some cool things. This is going to be all about the Ninja Turtles. And I have with me tonight, you heard the assignments, Raphael Asa, Raphael... Michael Daltono.
Dalton Tello.
No, he's not Donatello.
Oh, shit, no.
That's wow. Jessatello.
Daltonangelo.
It'd be Dalton Angelo, yeah.
Daltonangelo, that's pretty good. Yeah. Jessatello. And April O'Gong.
April O'Gong.
I can't tell that's like a really racist Chinese name.
That sounds like a really like racist like Vince McMahon
character. Like,
that's what he wanted to name Gail Kim.
Let me tell you what we did earlier today that cracked us up for hours. Ethan and I and Trevor Howard sat on like Google Translate. Just translating stuff back and forth in between languages. Just the most vile things. Like, can you quack like a duck? We did that in Arabic. That was fun. I think my favorite was I had Google Translate scream out, Dante, you smell like a dying aardvark. You disgusting black male.
Please tell me he was in the store.
He heard it. Ethan walked over and pulled the headphones off of him so he could listen to it. And Dante said, what'd that computer say? So a good time had by all. And hopefully we'll have a good time tonight. We're talking about Ninja Turtles because... They released we were supposed to do the show last week, but Lindsay was sick. And
still
we just,
sick for the record.
She's still a little bit sick, but she's good enough that we've got her here to talk about Turtles tonight. They released the Ninja Turtle trailer at the Super Bowl, and it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. I had left Katie O'Farrell's right before they played the commercial. And then as I got to the store, I got a message from Asa that was like, Krang!
That's all I said.
Krang!
I got the same message from Asa.
Yeah, I sent that to a handful of people.
I was so mad.
No, as soon as I saw it, I'm just like...
Yeah, I was so
mad. So are you
mad.
Talking about the trailer was huge or like the insides of our pants were huge?
All of the above?
Because yes.
I was sitting next to Dalton on the couch. You have some experience with huge because of the bulge. You got in that pants, buddy.
Thanks for the hype. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Dalton had to go cross-legged on the couch. He was leaning forward.
He took Donatello's staff and put it right in his pants.
He was sitting between me and Pat. It was real awkward.
So like I was already at like...
You were pitching a tent.
Yeah, I was already at three-fourths chub because I was sitting next to Pat and Jesse. And that thing hit. And I, My boner grew three sizes that day.
It was literally over 9,000. I was so excited for that trailer because Asa said that watch them put out another trailer and it's going to be the April O'Neil movie and I'm going to be super disappointed.
Oh no, it's not that they're going to put out a second trailer. It's just the second.
They're going to put out the movie.
I still don't believe the trailers.
April O'Neil's Adventures Part 2.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like that's part of the reason you wanted to do the show was because you're trying to convince me that. You're trying to convince me to allow myself to be excited for the movie.
Well,
when I just
this show's twofold. Mm-hmm. One, we had what I thought was one of the best episodes in recent memory on Tuesday when you and I talked about The Punisher and Batman. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to talk more about comics and you know stuff like that because I thought that was really good. It was fun to talk about something like that because I don't usually get to do those shows. Mm-hmm. You know, Jesse, you do Nerd Up, you talk about the comics. You did The Marvelous Jesse and Chris, which was a great comic show. I don't get to do things like that, so it's exciting to talk about it sometime.
And if you want to hear another really good comic one this week too, which has been kind of the comic book week, we did like a 40-minute thing on the Deadpool movie, if you haven't seen that on Nerd Up.
I did see that. All of a sudden, your mic is super low, by the way.
Is it? How about now? Is my mic back to normal?
It's better. I think you need to get closer. You need a deep throat. I know I told you not to swallow it last time.
The opposite problem you always have of just being way too close.
Yeah. And the other reason I wanted to do it was because this isn't... No, don't do that. We have mic stands now. The fans paid for them. Use them.
You mean the Schenkelberg pay?
Kevin Mighty Schenkelberg.
To be fair...
With great honor.
We have four other patrons that also helped.
One of which is Cody Sandusky.
Thank you, Cody.
Who pops that big dollar down every month, I think.
No, Cody's too.
Oh, he doubled my pleasure.
Yeah, he did.
That's why he's got that sports show.
So, don't say that, because then people are going to think, like, I'll give him $4. That'll give me a show.
Well, if $2 will get you your own show, then Jesus Christ, what's Kevin getting?
The network.
Oh, yeah.
Whenever I get a career, I'm going to have to do 25 just to be like,
I've got
the power
Kevin's
back.
Vince McMahon?
He's the powers that be. He gets the shout-out that he hates every episode.
I think Kevin is Krang. He's the overseer of everything.
It would actually be really funny if Kevin has stopped listening to the shows now because he's tired of being called the powers that be. If so, Kevin, you can text me, buddy.
Also, I'd like to nominate Kevin to be Casey Jones.
Yes.
Because there's not a better Casey Jones that I could think of.
Accurate.
Maybe Jordan because he likes hockey so much, but Jordan's also never been in a fight. I don't think he'd do very well as Casey Jones.
And I mean, I think that Kevin Schenkelberg could almost pull off a Stephen Amell. I said it.
Yeah. Yeah. He's got to trim those sideburns, though.
Yeah.
Mattingly, I said trim those sideburns.
He's had sideburns like since just after high school.
Redbeard. Schenkelberg.
That's going on nearly a decade. Oh, I feel old now.
Yeah. Well, if that makes you... Well, we looked at something today that made us feel really old. Somebody was talking about... What was it? There was something. Dale Earnhardt died 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
I don't really care about Dale Earnhardt, but.
It's one of those things, like, I remember that happening.
Yeah.
And
it was huge.
Like, yeah, because my family's a big NASCAR fan. Like, we're NASCAR fans.
So are Tanner's.
So is Tanner. He's a redneck. Oh, I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Hillbilly.
Yeah. But I remember my mom crying that day. I think that was one of the more upset I've ever seen my mom.
I don't want to laugh at anyone that cries at a celebrity death because. I mean, I bawled when Daniel Bryan retired. Did you know Daniel Bryan retired?
Wait, what?
On Raw a week ago.
We did a show about it 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, so we're going to do, that's what we're doing tonight. Bryan had to.
All right. I let it go long enough.
I mean,
rope them back in.
We've already completely moved away from the Ninja Turtles.
We're going back to it.
Yeah, because we're talking about stuff in our past.
Yeah.
Speaking of in our past, the Ninja Turtles cartoon.
Is that where you want to start at? Let's go.
Anything but Daniel Bryan.
Let's go. Anyone but you,
Bryan.
I mean,
we can go back to Kevin Schenkelberg if we want.
I'm fine with that.
No.
So have either of you two ever actually met, I'm speaking, of course, to Asa and Dalton. Have either of you met Kevin?
I met him. He was here once.
In passing a couple times.
Yeah.
He came in to visit. Remember that day he came to visit and I got the snap with him?
Yeah.
I was in the store that day.
Yeah.
That was like,
good guy.
Hanging out. Yeah.
Angry, but good.
I feel like he's mellowed out a whole lot.
He has. He's he's gotten to so mellow that it almost seems, facetious.
I was joking when I said we could go back to just talking exclusively about.
But this was the Kevin O'Shankelberg. Kevin O'Shankelberg.
Kevin O'Shankelberg.
All right, Kevin, enough talk about you. You're a great, great man, but we got to move on with the show or else you're not going to keep paying us. Let's take it back to the beginning of the Ninja Turtles love. So we're here to talk about Ninja Turtles. I grew up, and again, if you came for the jokes about Trump, that's next week's show. This is all about the Ninja Turtles. Although we'll probably say something about him at some
point. Please don't.
No.
That's enough.
We got more Daniel Bryan. So
Donald Bryan and Daniel Trump.
Okay. I also started with the cartoon.
Yes, as most of us did. Did anyone here not start with the original 90s cartoon, 80s cartoon? Really, Dalton, you didn't?
Yeah, it was me.
You also got to remember, he's really young.
He's not that young.
I'm 10 years younger than you.
That's not that young. No, no. I hate when people say that, when they're like, hey, have you ever seen this? Oh, no, that's before my time.
It's 2016. You have access to about anything that has ever been made,
I'm not saying that it was before my time and I'd never watched it. I've watched it. I started with the movies.
The live action movies.
Yeah, because like the first one came out in 1990. I wasn't alive for that, but I remember like very young. One of my early memories was watching Secret of the Ooze.
See, I always go back and forth and try to remember, where did I start with the Ninja Turtles? Did I watch the cartoons first and then I saw the movie, or did I see the movie and then watch the cartoon?
I watched the cartoon first.
I'm pretty sure I watched the cartoon first.
And him saying that makes me think that I probably saw the movie first, because I was like, I would have been 2 when the first one came out.
Oh, geez.
And so he wasn't even alive.
He wasn't a twinkle in his daddy's eye.
I kind of think I might have like been exposed to the movie first and then went back and saw like old reruns of the...
See, I actually didn't even see the first movie until like years after I started watching Turtles. The first one I saw, we actually went to see Secret of the Ooze in theaters. That was... And we had been watching the cartoons. We had already had a bunch of action figures. That was the reason we went.
And
because we were so into it.
Back then, you didn't realize how neutered Turtles 2 was compared to the original?
Because I straight up had not seen the original until, like, I was in high school before I saw the first Turtles movie.
Oh, wow.
And Part 2 was so much more tame than the first
campy
one. Yeah, it was campy. They never used their weapons, if you notice, and that was a rule.
Yeah, because when did that movie come out? It was, like,
93 or 94. IMBD. Just, we'll keep talking about those.
Well, so many parents were upset. In very similar way that parents that went to go see Deadpool are upset because that movie was violent.
Well, those
and
parents
vile.
Are stupid they because are. It's rated R. Like there's whole disclaimers about it.
In complete fairness, I've never seen anyone actually complain about it. I've only seen people making fun of hearing about people complaining about it.
So you think it's one of those things that it never actually happened, but people started talking about it because it was funny?
I'm sure it happened.
Just not firsthand to...
Yeah, and I don't think it's happened near in the... Ooh. The quantity that the internet would lead us to believe. Like, right. I think there have been a small percentage, like 0.5 to 1% of viewers were upset that they took their children because they're stupid.
Yeah.
But, like, it seems like it's because everybody's making fun of them, so it seems like a much higher percentage.
Ninja Turtles was a little bit more understandable because it was rated PG, I believe. And there was, if you go back to the first movie, there wasn't even really that much violence, but there was. But why do you go to a movie called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles where they're ninjas with weapons strapped to their backs and not expect some ninja action?
Yeah.
You know? I never understood why they had to calm the second one down and say, all right, Leo, you can't use your swords. There's literally a part in Part 2 where they're tied up in rope and they're trying to get out and they can't get out. Leonardo's got his goddamn fucking swords on his back, but he won't use them.
Well, he's tied up. He can't reach them.
Yeah. Oh,
no, nobody can get there. No one can get there.
Which that's one of the reasons that Donatello has always been one of my favorites, because he, and no matter what version of him, he always gets to use his weapons. Like minus the second one where it's like no weapons at all, because it's like whether the foot ninjas are robots. Yeah, Leo can slice and dice them, but when they're people, he always just like he
hits
holds
them
yeah. and then he just punches them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, he might as well just have a roll of quarters.
And they even did that with Michelangelo. Like, he didn't use his weapon as much.
Well, in the cartoon, they changed his weapon at later seasons. They got rid of the nunchucks.
Because for some reason, nunchucks are like a no-no in a lot of countries.
Weird. Well, I mean, I know at the very beginning of Turtles 2, he does use sausages
as
though
nunchucks.
They were
nunchucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I forget which country it is. It may be Germany, I think, or Russia, but they changed the name of the show, a couple countries, from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles to Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, because the whole ninja thing is, like, super, super taboo.
Really?
I could see that.
Yeah.
Like, well, because, the Boxer Revolution, the way the whole ninja thing kind of started, well, not started, but I could see how that would impact them.
Yeah, I mean, like, I get it, but it's just, like, being so... Like, growing up in America, USA, USA,
yeah.
like, ninjas are awesome.
Rock,
yeah.
flag, and eagle.
Yeah.
Rock, flag,
it's,
and
so,
eagle.
So, like, and then, you know, it's kind of like the, in America, yeah, we think Godzilla's awesome. Japan, no, that's a...
In America, we think Godzilla's like, an awesome giant monster. In Japan,
he's
the, characterization of the atom bomb.
Well, and it's like, okay, so know? In America, most, like, if you're exposed to radiation in America, you get superpowers.
Aww.
If something's exposed to radiation in Japan, it turns into a giant unstoppable destroying machine. And I wonder what could have possibly happened to make these two, this similar event, be differently perceived in two different places.
It's almost like a big thing happened that was really, really terrible that one of those places caused, and the other place...
I can't... Yeah, it was in World War II. Yeah, I feel so stupid. I didn't think of it. D-Day. those slanty-eyed bastards. Uh-oh.
No!
No, I was speaking from the point of view of Americans at the time.
No, you're speaking of the point of Americans.
So Ninja Eisenhower. Turtles... So
Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. They don't have slanty eyes. They're oh god, I don't know how to fix it.
Not like that.
You know, this is dirty. I'm just gonna go on Netflix and I got it, and I did it too.
That was on purpose. That was that was on purpose.
What a subtle. What a subtle little slip of the tongue there, Dalton.
How do you prefer your Ninja Turtle eyes? White or with pupils?
White.
Yeah. The white looks so much scarier.
It does. Mm-hmm. It's that Batman-esque thing. What if Batman's suit
had the black dots?
It almost looks like Ditto as Batman. No. I always hated when Batman, like in the movies, where he actually see his eyes, because I grew up with that 90s cartoon mm-hmm. where Batman had the white eyes and he was scary. Mm-hmm. I don't want pupils on my Ninja Turtles, goddammit.
And even in the comics, like it's always been... It's always been white. And I get, like, especially, like, in the 90s or, like, 80s, 90s, it's hard to do that kind of masking over their eyes.
Yeah.
And I mean, only shit, it's been hard eyes. To do until very recently.
Yeah.
You guys watch the movie, and you probably know this because you're into these things. Deadpool. Mm-hmm. How did they do his eyes?
CG.
So it was CG?
Yeah, they actually showed, like, I talked about it on one of the episodes of Nerd Up where they had his mask, like, some behind-the-scenes stuff. They had, like, motion, like, mocap stuff on the mask itself, and then, like, these little screens where you could see they were going to do the whole white eye thing.
That's interesting to me. I was wondering, because I saw pictures on set, and it looks like he still had the white eyes. So I thought, oh, is he actually, like, does he actually have white eyes? How did they do that? That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, so, and it looks really good, too.
It does look good. Yeah, pretty seamless.
Yeah. Oh, it's fantastic. And, like, one of the things that we didn't mention that was probably my favorite scene in Deadpool, like, this is not in any way a spoiler, just where he turns around, guy's missing, and he does the gasp.
Yeah.
And his eyes get gigantic. Yeah.
Oh, it was so great.
Do you think Ninja Turtles 2 will be as good as Deadpool?
No.
No. See,
no amount of me being optimistic of Turtles 2.
But I'm way more nostalgic for the Ninja Turtles than I am for Deadpool. Here's how good Deadpool was. I went in disliking the character and loving the movie. Like Dalton, apparently.
Well, yeah. And it's
I didn't want to like
and
it.
You, yeah. But Ninja Turtles, I'm going in loving the characters, because the first one that came out 2 years ago, 3 years ago, you and me and Lindsay and Stephanie and Krista and Steven saw in St. Louis instead of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Right.
It was my birthday. Shannon had first pick. We went in loving Ninja Turtles and liking the movie. I liked it. I didn't love it.
We didn't like all their hard nudges.
I mean, I think you liked it more than anybody else in the group. Lindsay and I think, were on the same boat where we were entertained, but neither of us really thought it was, like, you know, a good movie. And then the other three outright hated it and were fairly vocal about it.
Adamant about it, yeah.
Stephanie really knows how to make a guy feel good on his birthday. So, Ninja Turtles 2, decent, but the first Turtles movie, in comparison to the newer one that came out, that first Turtles movie, unlike the cartoon, which does not hold up, you can say it does all you want, it does not hold up. It is so goofy and stupid.
We rewatched the first 5 episodes here in the store not that long ago, and everything, the whole, like, Ninja District, Ninja Pizza, Ninja Laundry.
Yeah, but it's at least still entertaining.
It's cheesy.
It's not entertaining in the way that it was entertaining when you were a kid.
Exactly.
No, when you were a kid, you took that shit seriously.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I also remember...
You made sure your homework was done and you were in front of the TV to watch it.
Yeah.
I had several episodes on VHS.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite one was actually, like, it was the Turtles' origin story. That was my favorite VHS version, and it went through the whole, like, Splinter finding them, like, and them growing up.
The weirdest thing about Ninja Turtles is I can't remember a single episode of the show. I remember characters, but I don't remember any episodes. Like, you could tell me Rat King. I'm like, oh, I love the Rat King. Remember his anything he was in?
No.
See, I can remember episodes because I was the same way. I had like one VHS from Burger King. It had like one episode on it.
But a Ninja Turtle VHS from Burger King.
Yes.
They
had four of them they put out, and they had toys that went along with
them.
I'm
pretty sure that's where mine came from, too, if I'm being truthful.
Except mine was the retarded one with the Great Stromboli.
I would love a Great Stromboli right now.
he's an oversized magician.
An oversized. I love how you put that.
I don't even know what that means.
I think also from like a similar promo, I had
the tickler.
I had an episode of the Super Mario
Did
Super
the Ninja
Show
Turtles
on VHS.
Fight a guy called the Tickler.
He was like this like gangster guy, and he'd like torture you by tickling your feet with a feather.
That's a rapist. Now
that is a rapist.
Yeah.
Make it worse. It was to little kids.
Oh dear.
I'm really happy I didn't start with the cartoon.
Now we're talking borderline Nizwonger.
Oh no.
I don't think he listens to the show.
No, he certainly
doesn't.
I don't
think he has internet where he's at.
Oh no, he got internet now. That's why he got a PlayStation 4.
Shh. Moving on. You were saying something about the show.
What about it?
I don't know.
Oh no, I was talking about the Super Mario Super Show. I got a VHS that way too.
I did too. I think I had the one with Ernie Hudson where he was the Ghostbuster. He was the black one.
Huh.
Maybe that wasn't one. No, Bob's got one because it specifically has that episode and like one other episode on it.
Because I remember, well, the episode that I remember having was, I don't remember hardly any of it other than it had Rockin' Robin. Like that tune was in it.
That's the weird thing about Mario Brothers. I remember the Mario Brothers episodes, but I don't remember the Ninja Turtles episodes. I don't remember anything that they did other than they fought Foot Clan members, and then there was a bad guy.
I mean, to be fair, I literally only remember that episode of, because again, I had a VHS of it, so me and my little brother watched it a lot.
How do you feel about the Ninja Turtles Rogues Gallery? We talked about that on Tuesday when we were talking about how the Punisher's Rogues Gallery is so, like, no one knows any of his villains.
Now's your chance.
That's because he kills them all.
That's what I said on the show. I said it's hard to make a Punisher recurring villain because the point of the Punisher is that he murders them.
Uh-huh. So and that's the problem with killing your rogues gallery. Like, that's why the Punisher can't be written well.
Like, man, I can't wait for this character to come.
No.
Fuck.
Here's this awesome villain. Where are we putting him in? The Punisher? Yep. Three issues. That's it.
I mean, even in, like, one of the issues of Thunderbolts. I was reading that run when with Marvel Now, and then I had to stop because the art was just too terrible.
Was it Rob Liefeld?
No, it wasn't. It was Scott Dillon, who's almost as bad, honestly. He's actually one of the original artists for the Punisher, but just something about the way he draws faces. Either way, in this run, they grab Mastermind, and they kind of like neuter him where he'll just give like you know, all of the details and stuff like that, and all of the plans to Thunderbolts, that team.
Yeah.
And Deadpool sees him and he's like, you know, as soon as the Punisher shows up, he's just going to put a bullet right in his head, right? And everybody's like, no, he'll be fine. 3 pages later, yeah, Punisher shows up. He sees Mastermind, just pow. Didn't ask any questions.
That's how you get shit done.
Yeah.
That's a hero. But what about the villains for the Ninja Turtles? How do you stack them up in the grand scheme of comic book villains? And I'm being legitimate. Like, well, I don't know. Were those villains even in the comics?
I would say they're...
Because the only comic villain I know of...
The Purple Dragons.
The Purple Dragons and Shredder. I know for a fact Bebop and Rocksteady were not an original comic creation. Mm-mm. Because the creators, was it Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hate Bebop and Rocksteady. They didn't want anything to do with them. That's why it took so long for them to get in the movies. Which is sad because everybody loves
Bebop
and Rocksteady.
They're so stupid.
There wasn't the Krang, but there was the Ultroms, which were basically the Krang.
Right.
So when you talk about the Ninja Turtles Rogues Gallery, you really have to go to the cartoon because that's where the best villains came from.
The Rat King,
Baxter Stockman.
I think at this point you can kind of combine the comic book Ninja Turtles and like the movies and the TV shows and the cartoons like all into one universe because it is so shared at this point.
Yeah.
Even though certain characters may be against what the original creators had in mind. Because, like, the 80s cartoon and the original comic run.
Oh, my God.
That's basically, like, that's, like, the Killing Joke and, what's the one
Adventure
where...
Brave and the Bold.
Brave and the Bold.
Oh, yeah, there
where,
you go.
With, like, yeah, so it's... But
I hate
you know,
the Brave and the Bold.
But it's all still in the different show. We're talking about Ninja Turtles.
Sorry.
Batman
crossed over with the Ninja Turtles recently.
I did, and I'm about to spend way too much money for the second issue of that because no one has it.
I know, right? I've been trying to get a hold of one myself.
I'm just going to wait for the trade to come out.
if they do one, because IDW is terrible with trades.
It's DC. They're going to do a trade.
That's... You can only
IDW
hope.
And DC, though.
Yeah. It's like if IDW has anything to do with it, they'll be like, nope, we'll wait forever.
They did the Green Hornet and Batman 66 crossover. They did that in a trade.
Yay. Yeah.
But I feel like IDW would have to allow DC to put out a trade, and
DC's going to be like, here's your money, and IDW's going to be like...
That's probably true. But I still like the individual issues.
Yeah.
But with their with the Turtles Rogues Gallery... I think it holds up really well because a lot of those characters turn out to be a lot more versatile than you would think.
And iconic.
Yeah, because there's guys like Bebop and Rocksteady and the Rat King who, when you go back and you watch those cartoons now, you're just like, those are silly and jokey. But then you go to
can transform them.
Yeah, like the early 2000 TMNT cartoon. Mm-hmm. Like that was a much grittier, darker, version of
it. Is that the
one
that had Venus?
No. That was the live action. I'm talking the cartoon.
Okay.
There was the cartoon had the
The Venus was the greatest villain in Ninja Turtles history.
True. She was the scrappy do of it. But but those same villains are handled really well in that context.
I'm surprised they didn't rename the show Venus and the Ninja Turtles.
God, might as well have.
That goddamn Slimer took over the real Ghostbusters. Son of a bitch. Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle villain? Let's go around the room real quick. Asa.
It's gotta be Shredder.
Shredder.
He's the, I know there are cooler, or not cooler, but there are better villains, but he's just the iconic.
But, I got my Shredder originally from the cartoon, which that Shredder was god awful. He was stupid and a bumbling idiot, but he was voiced. I don't remember his name. Uncle Phil from Fresh Prince.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't know that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Of Uncle Phil from the Fresh Prince voiced Shredder originally. And, you didn't think of it at the time, but now when you go back and hear him talk, you're like,
that is
completely Uncle Phil. And I'm so sad I forget his real name. He passed away a couple years ago.
He did.
Extremely sad. But the other versions of Shredder are so amazing.
The 90s movie.
Yeah.
Shredder.
Oh my God. Yes. And he was so little. He was this skinny dude.
Yeah.
But he was such a badass.
Because he didn't need to be this buff giant monster.
Like in part two.
Yeah.
Played by Kevin Nash.
Super Shredder.
Super Shredder.
Which is also something I didn't know until fairly recently.
Yeah, it was Kevin Nash?
Yeah, whenever we rewatched it, and I think you mentioned, oh, look, it's Kevin Nash. I'm like,
wait, what?
Was he just in every movie
big
as
Dead
a
cool?
big guy?
My favorite part of that is that he drank the mutagen to become super big and strong. It also mutated his spikes somehow.
It mutated his armor.
That's how
why not?
Steroids were. It tore his quad.
He stole some of it and just brought it back into the locker room. Guys, you gotta try this.
Dalton, who's your favorite villain?
I'm gonna have to go with, and again, it's because it's the first Turtles I remember, but the two monsters from the second one.
Toka and Rezar.
Yeah, yeah.
Which are in the new show.
Yeah.
Rezar is. Toka's not. Rezar became... No. It was the dog pound or dog face.
Dog
whatever.
Pound's a different character.
No, he became Rezar.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Behind. He mutated again into that wolf creature.
Okay, gotcha.
But Toka's not in it for some
Which
reason.
Which I could see that would cause a little bit of confusion because Toka was also a turtle.
Yeah.
And well, they've also had, Slash was a turtle.
Oh, that's
turtle.
my choice, too.
I forgot about Slash.
I'll get to that. It's fine. Everybody forgets about Slash. Motherfuckers act like they forgot about Slash.
I didn't.
But yeah, that movie came out in 91, by the way, and James Avery was the voice of
James
Shredder.
Avery. That's
I was doing
that.
All right. Yeah. So now that we have those two facts out of the
Thank
way,
you.
No, that movie, that's how I got into the Turtles, and then the live action show in the 2000s. But Toka and Rezar were hilarious to me because I was a little kid. I was just a little shithead. And I was like, just them two coming out, Mama,
they're babies.
That's hilarious. I watched that a year ago, and I laughed my ass off at it.
When he tells them, go play, and they're like, play?
Oh my God, Shannon and I just didn't do a show as Toka and Rezar.
I always wonder why they didn't just pick Bebop and Rocksteady for that. We need two giant mutated monsters to fight. Let's make up someone new. And you can see Bebop and Rocksteady in the background going, what the fuck?
You made the GoBots version of us.
I wonder if it was a rights thing. You can make it, Eastman or Laird wouldn't let them you know, whoever has whoever was in charge of the of like the property wouldn't sign off on
Bebop and Rocksteady,
or if they just wanted to do like we'll make our own thing.
Yeah, I think they just want to do their own thing because, like I said, I remember them saying they hated Bebop and Rocksteady. They didn't want to use them in anything. Mm-hmm. They didn't like the characters, and I thought they could make something. It's like with Turtles 3 when Turtles 3 came out, and if you ever you watch the Angry Video Game Nerd review of Turtles 3, he said it best. Everyone was like, "Oh my God, who are they going to put in this one? Krang? No, it was some British dude.
Time traveling.
Yeah." It's god awful. Jesse, what about you? What do you got?
Shredder. Though I did, like, because I was trying to look up a picture of Slash, I did actually find a figure that looks amazing. Here, I'm going to pass that down the over there.
Custom or?
No, that's apparently an actual figure.
Is it Slash?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's and pretty it's, good.
Yeah.
See, and the reason that I couldn't forget about Slash is because Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4, Turtles in Time.
Three?
That motherfucker.
No, no, that was the movie. He's on with the game.
Oh, the game, okay.
No,
they didn't put any Ninja Turtles villains in Turtles in Time, the movie.
No, they didn't. Casey Jones is in it.
Yeah, they brought him back to Beta. No, okay, I'm sure we'll get there.
Trigger.
Sure we'll get there. Trigger. No, that goddamn boss fight.
Yeah.
With Slash.
Wasn't it when you were back in
you got sent to the prehistoric age.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I hated that.
It was... That still, like, haunts my dreams because, no, even going back and playing it now, like, I'm a lot better at that game. I still die, like, three times.
Yeah.
Because that fight is...
Yeah, I need to play that game again because the last time I played it, Shannon actually got the...
I did too.
Well, Shannon got the HD remake.
Oh, the reshelled.
Yeah, the reshelled.
I paid for that too.
I did, and I was so excited about it. Me, you, Dombok, and was it Sin?
I
played it all night that one night.
Was it Dombok?
Dombok was there. He jumped in and did it.
Yeah, because I remember the four of us beat it in like 2 hours.
Yeah, did not take long.
You guys
And Slash wasn't even in it.
Yeah, they cut out a bunch of stuff in there.
Yeah, which makes sense why we beat it in 2 hours.
Yeah, because Slash was a bitch. Lindsay, what's your favorite villain?
I have a soft spot for the Rat King.
And did you've seen the newest show. You've seen how the Rat King looks in the new version.
Yeah, he's creepy as
he's
shit.
He's like a zombie. Yeah, he's like half chewed up apart. He looks like a zombie. And he controls rats. And he's so much... He has like the Old West Judge outfit. Like, he looks so cool compared to the original Rat King.
Right, with the weird bandana.
His green and orange. Yeah.
Not great. I love Slash.
Yeah.
Slash was so cool in the cartoon. Because he was like a Ninja Turtle, but he was the Green Ranger version of a Ninja Turtle.
He was who Raphael really wanted to be.
Yeah, which is really odd because in the new show, Slash is in it, and he started as Raphael's pet turtle, and then became another turtle with a giant body and a tiny fucking head for some reason. He looks strange.
That's just that art style for that, though.
No. He, in particular.
Like, it's even more
so. Tiny head.
Have you just been watching this without me, or you've been reading spoilers?
Just reading
beforehand?
Spoilers. Okay. Yeah. No,
I've
haven't
been watching it without you.
Well, yeah, I expect that.
I love that show.
No, it's so good.
It's so good.
I just see the toys.
I've watched.
Yeah,
you know.
Me too.
Yeah,
you never. It's really good.
Yeah. It is really good. Like, we were all really cautious about it.
Casey looked like 13-year-old.
That's fine.
Casey's
fine
the only one
that.
I don't like. I'm fine with April being a teenager because someone said, "Isn't it always weird that April's hanging out with these teenage boys turtles? Yeah, they're turtles, sure, but they're still teenage boys, and this grown ass woman's just hanging out with them constantly." At least now she's a teenager, too.
I don't know.
But teenage Casey Jones, I just don't like him.
I always thought of April as around the same age as them anyway, and I always thought of them in, like, their upper teens. Like
19.
In this particular show, though, they are just starting out. Yeah. Like, they're, okay.
It's like its full
fresh.
Origin story. Yeah.
It's so good.
One of the things that a lot of people didn't even give it a chance because its art style is really different.
It is.
And it's kind of off-putting.
I love the art style.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Now that I've seen how good the show is, I can appreciate it a lot more. But when I first saw it,
its art style way more than the 2000 version. I'm just like, no.
They made him too grown up in that one. Like, they made him, like, they were trying to be too hard-ass.
Really, like, gritty.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I did love the Turtles Forever movie.
Yes.
Where that turtle and the old turtles. Especially when they met the comic turtles.
Yeah.
Who just bitched them out.
All of them.
And made fun of them.
All of
Jesse,
them.
Have you not seen that either?
No.
Oh, you gotta
see
that.
It's all of the versions of the Ninja Turtles are like combined into one. It's basically Secret Wars.
Yeah, for
but
Ninja Turtles.
Because it's the 2000 ones are the main ones.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a part where they go through like, they show all the different turtle dimensions. And it's just pictures of different versions of it, like the live action movie, the Japanese anime. They have pictures of all the different worlds. And then they go to Turtle Prime, which is the comic world. And the comic turtles just beat the shit out of all of them and just make fun of them because they look ridiculous. Because the original Ninja Turtles were just red bandanas.
Right, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
They make fun of the fact that they have like the letters on their belts.
Because the 80s cartoon version of those of in that movie are just like the bumbling.
They're as cheesy.
They're like stoned out of their fucking minds.
they are extreme cheesy.
Yeah, it's. Like,
I really need to see this.
Yeah, I'm 90%. I saw it on YouTube.
I have it. I'll let you borrow it.
Yeah,
I've got it on DVD. My favorite part of that movie is when they're talking about leaving, and they're like, you know, well, is April going to be okay? Yeah, she'll be fine. And as soon as they leave, like pizza or banana monsters grab her and take her away.
Well, no, because they go to their time. Like, wait, we have to go save April. It's like, what? That's what we do.
It was ridiculous, but it's a lot of fun. Yeah. Also, like Leatherhead.
Yeah,
I like Leatherhead.
He was a Cajun turtle, or Cajun alligator.
Yeah.
With the little hat.
I like the frogs that were supposed to be bad guys, but ended up being
Napoleon
good
Bonaparte
guys.
And,
Rasputin is one of them. I don't remember the turtles had such fun characters.
Usagi Yojimbo, Deadeye Duck, which was never actually in the show, but he was in like a commercial. Mm-hmm. I had the toy.
Was Deadeye a crossover?
No, not Deadeye.
Cause like Deadeye's Bucky.
Was it Ace Duck? Remember the duck?
Ace. It's Ace.
Ace Duck, yeah.
I was going to say, Deadeye's a different game.
That's a different show for a different time.
Baxter Stockman and the Mousers.
Yes.
I love the Mousers.
Yeah. Baxter Stockman, by the way, in the new movie played by Tyler Perry.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sure is.
Yeah.
Yeah, he really
is. And
he
looks awesome.
Okay.
I'll say it.
No, I mean, he looks very much like the 80s cartoon Baxter Stockman.
Honestly, a whole lot of that trailer made it look like the 80s cartoon.
This whole movie looks like the 80s cartoon. This looks like the Ninja Turtle movie that I wanted as a kid. Like, whenever they put out those Ninja Turtles movies, like that first Turtles movie, I love it, and I still love it. But it is so dark and serious compared to the cartoon at the time.
Right. Well, and even, like, going back to how you don't like the Casey Jones as a teenager in the new cartoon, that's the version of him that I like, because he isn't supposed to be some just like grown up vigilante badass. He's just this kid kind of bumbling through his own trying to be a vigilante because he has his own kind of dark and sordid past. And I know they kind of neutered it a little bit in the cartoon. Like it's not nearly as.
It's Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's Nickelodeon. Yeah. So you're not going to get the full on alcoholic dad just beating the shit out of him every night.
How do you top Elias Koteas as Casey Jones though in that first movie?
Stephen Amell.
Stephen Amell.
I want to see it because I will hold off, you know, judgment. But I really, like...
You want to play cricket because you know what a crumpet is.
He was so good as Casey Jones. He was such an asshole. Like, I can't think of anyone else playing Casey Jones other than him.
And I mean, that's the same thing. I'm with these two guys. Like, Stephen Amell is great. And I feel like he could really just play the hard-ass Casey Jones. Like, I don't think he'll be the sarcastic asshole.
That's my Casey
Jones. I think he could be, because, like...
In the trailer, he kind of looked like it.
And honestly, like, the only thing I really know Stephen Amell from are he was in, like, two episodes of New Girl, and he was really surprisingly funny in that.
I think he's in a DC show now.
And then he's Arrow, and he's so good as Arrow.
There's no character in DC named Arrow.
Yeah, I know. But he, it's
the anger.
But he's so good in that, and he was also really good, like as like when he was mushroomed out on New Girl, and was super excited about everything. Like,
by the way,
if
you want to see a great mushroomed out scene, spoiler alert: watch the newest X-Files episode because Mulder takes some shrooms and ends up in a cowboy discotheque with the Lone Gunman and Skinner doing the achy breaky heart dance. It is amazing. There's a GIF of it.
I was about to say, I just kind of want to YouTube that part.
It is amazing. Speaking of that, do you know they did an X-Files Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle crossover?
No.
I have
like
the
comic book?
Yeah, I have the comic of it. The lone gunmen go out to investigate, like, I forget what the overarching story is, but they go out to investigate these claims of the paranormal to report back to Mulder. And one of them is they go to woods out in New York because that's where the turtles are hiding, and they come across the Ninja Turtles. They also go to the Ghostbusters and talk to them about capturing ghosts, and they find the Transformers.
I know, because
I'm not fucking making this up.
Because
no,
IDW had a lot of free time that week.
IDW loves their crossovers in their comics. I know there was, like, I think there was a Ghostbusters Transformers
Fairly
one.
Yeah.
And that's awesome, because that means these things are in the, I mean, if you believe this version of it, these things all exist in the same world.
Yeah. Well, and the accident that blinded Matt Murdock
is
the same accident that spilled into the sewer, and that's what mutated the turtles.
You didn't know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, really?
That makes sense, too, because the Ninja Turtles were basically almost a parody of Daredevil originally. That's why, you know, Splinter was basically Stick. You had the foot instead of the hand of it was basically a Daredevil parody.
Yeah, and it, but it's actual canon in both universes. That,
really?
Yeah, the accident that the chemical that spilled in Matt Murdock's eyes and then kind of heightened his other sense is the same senses.
He just didn't come into contact with any animals.
Right. Then
how
rolled
could you
into
make
the
me
sewer.
Love Daredevil and, more.
Yeah.
That's how.
Read the Mark Waid stories.
There's all sorts of turtle stuff in there.
That helps, yeah.
I gotta look this up now when I get home.
And Mark Waid is just like that. Like he did a really long run,
and a really good run. He brought Daredevil back.
Yeah, like the entire Mark Waid run of Daredevil is incredible because it came after like the whole like
I am not
Elektra,
Matt Murdock and
possession shit.
I've never read a Daredevil comic.
It's one of those things where it's like I've kept up with what was happening, but I never read any of them. But Daredevil was real bad for a long time. Like, he had some real terrible stuff.
So was The Punisher, to be fair. Mm-hmm. Like, I say The Punisher's great, but, like, a lot of those comics were so pointless.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, he just kills them.
Well, and, like, Daredevil was, like, everyone jokes that Spider-Man is Marvel's favorite punching bag. For the longest time, Matt Murdock got just the shit kicked out of him. And
like,
then
a bunch of bad shit happened to Matt Murdock.
Well, I know what happens to Karen Page, which is why I'm not looking forward to what happens to her in the show, probably.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
I don't know if they'll actually do it.
I doubt they will. Just like I don't think they kill Glenn off in The Walking Dead.
Anyway.
Oh, we're moving on?
Yeah, okay. we're moving on. But yeah, look up Mark Waid's run. I mean, you could probably find it pretty cheap in trade now because even when Daredevil came out, like it still just wasn't all that popular.
Yeah. I think I have volume one of that set. I just bought it like a week ago.
I have a bunch of individual issues.
I have no Daredevil comics. In fact, most of my comics are X-Men. X-Men, Batman, and then some Ninja Turtles. Do I have any Ninja Turtles, actually?
I have a Godzilla comic. You have the hardback.
I was over at Shen's house like a month ago.
Yeah.
And he just has like, anybody that hasn't heard him talk about it, he just has shit all over his house. Like awesome shit.
Me and Lindsay's apartment is basically a museum.
Yeah.
It's basically a comic book store.
And I was there for like 2 hours at that point. I'm just still looking around at shit, just being like, that's a really cool, like Undertaker figure. And then I turn over my like shoulder and I see this NECA Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4-pack. And I looked at buying this for myself. And it was like $250.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I bought it at your store for $50 when
it
first came out.
Yeah. She did.
And he was mad at me for spending $50. But it was worth like $400.
I saw that and I was like, God, that, because those are, like, I'm a big.
They have the black and white versions of them too, but
those are stupid,
I like the red ones though, the red bandana versions.
Those, like, because I'm a big action figure person, and those are the ones that I think I want the most, but I'm not going to pay for. But, yeah, those were...
Well, if there was anything I loved more than the Ninja Turtles show growing up were the toys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably how I got started on Ninja Turtles, was just buying toys.
My cousin had, like, all of them.
Oh, my God. I still remember coming home. Like, I don't have many memories as a kid, but one I do have is it was, like, Christmas time. We got out of school, and I was just at home playing with my Ninja Turtles toys, including Shredder, who I never understood why they positioned him the way he did. He was, bent over. And hunch all the time. There wasn't much action with him. Not the action I knew what was like as a kid.
And his magenta cape.
And no armor. Just completely bare chest. Shaved and everything.
I think the one that I mentioned on our Nostalgia Week, whenever I had the... It was either Michelangelo or Raphael, the baseball one, where he was like...
And they did
baseball.
The sports stars.
Yeah, they did the sports.
That was the only toy series I didn't mind that they did bullshit versions of, because like when I go to the store, and you all know when you were a kid, you went to the store and you saw the Batman figures, and it was like
Arctic jetpack Batman.
Everything's blue,
and it's all the same Batman figure,
just colored differently, with a different accessory.
Because like my favorite one was the paratrooper Batman.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Spider-Man was the same way. I saw, like, fisherman Spider-Man, firefighting Spider-Man. Like, why is he fucking fishing?
And I definitely, it wasn't until embarrassingly recent where I would go through, because I always remember being a kid going through seeing those and being like, I can't wait to see that episode. That looks awesome. And it wasn't until recently I was like, oh no, they just want me to buy it
so
they can have money.
You were just back and forth going, where's Arctic Space Batman?
Where's Paratrooper Batman? When's it going to be Paratrooper Batman?
Spider-Man
he's
going
finally going to find Mr. Freeze and he's taking a fight to him.
And that's what I thought it was. It's like, oh, he's geared up. He's got the gear to fight Mr. Freeze. There's going to be a really cool Mr. Freeze episode.
Nope. But the Ninja Turtles, I didn't mind. My favorite Ninja Turtle toy, and I don't know, Lindsay, you probably know this. My favorite Ninja Turtle toy was I had Donatello in the old detective of the noir outfit. Like he had the hat and
it was part of their Halloween line.
Yeah, it was so awesome.
I still remember one of the biggest disappointments as a child for me. My dad had found the Star Trek versions of the Ninja Turtles. like all four turtles as like various members of like Star Trek the original series. Mm-hmm. And my dad bought all four of them. So of course, me and my little brother, being huge Ninja Turtles fans and, you know, 5 and 6 years old at the time, were just like, yay, new Ninja Turtles toys. And my dad was like, oh no, these aren't for you. And then he proceeded to pin them to the wall, still in the packaging.
That's when you learned about the adult collector.
Yeah.
The bane of children.
Cause he also had like, you know, my dad was, you know, a collector of toys and stuff in general, like particular to Star Trek, like pretty much nothing other than Star Trek. He had, just lining our living room, the upper ceiling were just glass shelves that he installed and put his model starships on.
And someday that's what my house will have, but it will be filled with Pokemon and Sailor Moon.
And like cats. Right now.
And cats. You love cats. We love cats.
I love my cat.
Well, imagine having many cats.
No.
And they're all throwing up on our stuff.
So anyway, no. 25 model starships lined the ceiling of our apartment. He had a fleet.
He had the Armada.
And then, yeah, somewhere up in his little collection, he put the four Ninja Turtles toys, and he tried to explain to us what collectibles were, and we were having none of it.
I have to admit, I'm like that now, though.
No,
as soon
too.
As I get something, I'm like, well, put it on the wall, pin it. No.
Well, you
wanna
have,
open
you
it?
Have
no.
that 20-minute debate of, do I take this out of the package, or do I pin it on the wall?
I've recently...
And some stuff gets taken out of the package, and I play with it like... I don't know. What's one that I couldn't not play with?
Well, like everything.
Dalton's pointing to his dick.
Everything that I've bought recently, especially from Hastings.
I mean, you unboxed most of your Jubilee stuff.
I did unbox Jubilee and Duster.
See, I'm an out of box collector. Like, I'm never going to sell it.
My Sailor Moon stuff.
Oh yeah, it's not that I'm going to sell it. It's just like I'm the kind of person that's so disorganized, and my room is always so wrecked that if I don't leave it in the box, I'm going to lose every part that comes with it.
Plus, if you put it on the wall, like Dalton said, you walk into our apartment and it's just like, holy shit, you look around the walls, there's all these toys pinned up there. I mean, it just looks cool.
Yeah, but I mean, you could accomplish the same thing with shelves.
Yeah, it's like I have my
then I have to put the shelves up there.
Boxes
as opposed to just
are
pinning.
Easier
yeah.
to dust. I will say that.
Yeah,
it's also my shit. It just sits up there.
Well,
put Anthony
that's
next to
that,
Carnage
that's
and
what
Venom.
I think, and then I see the layer of dust on Venom's head, and I'm like, oh, you've turned gray rather than being black.
Then he just looks like he's been hanging out with Anti Venom a lot.
It's like he came out of Ground Zero.
And I love
too soon.
and I love too that they've started re-releasing all the old toys, like all the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like you can get that. Original.
I really love they have the movie line out.
Yes.
Of like the original movie versions.
Those ones
of
are
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the one I don't know if you were going to go around, but like my favorite Ninja Turtle toy that I had was it was from the cartoon and it was Krang because it had a little plastic slidey see through thing that you could take him out and he also had this tiny little ship.
Mm-hmm. I never had Krang.
And it was
never.
It was like his,
Krang himself was only like yay big.
Oh no, he was tiny. He was like a thimble. It was literally like a thimble size because it fit. It was just a normal size.
We have a Krang
figure
somewhere because we put him on the Christmas tree 1 year.
But is it an actual toy? Or
yes.
Is it, really?
Yes. I don't know where it is right now, but I remember putting Krang in the Christmas tree with Hulk Hogan.
I didn't have Krang as a kid, though. But I had so many Ninja Turtles
toys. And he didn't have good articulation.
Like, uh-huh.
Like his arms came down in an angle and his elbows didn't bend, so he just kind of looked like he was going for a hug anytime he raised his arms.
He's a hugger.
Yeah.
He's like Bailey. Dalton, you look like you had something you desperately wanted to say.
There was an off-brand. It wasn't Nickelodeon and all, but they made a really, really sweet, like, generic Krang figure. You can check it out on Pixel Dan's thing, but that's probably the sweetest Krang figure I've ever seen.
Krang was always one of my favorite characters, and I'm so glad he's finally in a movie along with Bebop and Rocksteady. But we're not talking about the movie tonight. This is about Nostalgia Turtles. Wait for the next Turtle show we'll do when the movie comes out. We'll preview Ninja Turtles like we did with Deadpool, and we did with, what did we do? Another preview. We did
Star Wars.
We beat Star Wars in the fucking dirt.
We're not Star Wars nerds.
No.
Not going to talk
it's
about
like
Star Wars.
It's not like
every
single member of Podzilla is a Star Wars fan, sort of.
Well,
at least in some capacity.
I like the original ones.
I don't get it.
What about, last thing we'll talk about here, because we only got 10 more minutes. I hate when we blaze through shows we like talking about. You know, I prefer the shows where everyone's uncomfortable because it drags on forever.
Oh, we had about 15 minutes of that, so we could be talking more about Turtles.
The other thing that I remember as a kid growing up with Ninja Turtles, and I hope you guys feel the same way, the video games.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest video
the good
games
ones.
Of all time.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, Turtles in Time, like, me and my little brother would wake up and just start playing it.
All the Turtle games were great up until
PS2.
Probably PlayStation, yeah. But the Nintendo, Super Nintendo, Game Boy games were so good. And there never was one on 64, which is really depressing. You know,
yeah, like, there was one of those things, like, growing up with a sibling really close in age, like, you know, with me and my little brother, I never played many single player games growing up. Like, it had to be some kind of awesome for us to get a single player game, like Legend of Zelda or something like that, or Mega Man. But, we particularly liked, you know, like the games like, Double Dragon, Battletoads, and then Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because we could both play at the same time.
Yeah. And it was fun.
It was a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Because there were games you could play at the same time that weren't fun.
Yeah.
Right.
And
so many.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like a lot of sports games when I grew up.
Or be like, you just don't play games at all.
No, I was the girl and just had to watch while they played it. One, because it wasn't my system.
The way
because video games aren't for girls.
I like to think of Lindsay sitting there like, can I play too? And they're like, you're helping.
I'd go down the street where one of my friends from school had the system, and him and his best friend would play, and I'd sit there and watch them play Turtles.
Mm. To be fair, you could have cooked them sandwiches at any point.
I was a first grader.
Sandwiches. You can tell that I don't know how to take care of myself because I think that you cook sandwiches.
Lindsay's that good.
You can
sandwich.
Cook a sandwich.
I mean, there's
you can heat one up.
They have panini machines.
I don't.
I mean, like I'll sometimes actually like you get a skillet, a little bit of oil, and you make a sandwich. Why are you all staring at me like that?
I don't know what he's talking about.
I mean, I don't like sandwiches that are cooked that way.
I like turtle soup.
Tonight we dine on turtle soup.
But yeah,
the first Turtles game on Nintendo was not co-op and is not looked upon favorably anymore, but I loved that game.
Well, and it's never that it was because it was bad. It's just because it was so unforgivingly, insanely difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, to the point that if you're, again, the angry video game nerd said it best. It's like, who are they catering this game to? Kids that watch the cartoon? It's too hard. Mm-hmm. And none of the characters are in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I think. You
Slash
know, I talk
was
about
in
the,
it.
I talk about the NES games, and I'm pretty sure the Super Nintendo version is the first one I ever played. Like, as a kid, I went back later and played, like, when around like middle school and stuff like that. You know, we dug out the NES, and we just had a copy. I was like, I don't remember playing this as a child. And then I started playing. I was like, oh.
I got the game for Easter. And I was one of those kids that was already obsessed with Ninja Turtles. So I'm like, oh, my God, a Ninja Turtle game?
Right.
Popped it in, and I was like, oh, this is interesting.
But I still love it because I have to, because it's Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, it still has the turtles in it, and that's what matters.
Yeah.
Then Turtles 2, the arcade game, came out and blew us the fuck away.
Yeah.
Like, this is Ninja Turtles here.
I
played that game to death.
I definitely started with Turtles in Time and then went back and played the other ones eventually. But it wasn't until I realized that I had a neighbor friend who also liked Ninja Turtles and video games that I could get past Slash, because I had him to help me.
Yeah, that was one of the things, like, where I grew up. It was me and my little brother. We were the only people in town that even knew what a fucking Ninja Turtle was.
Mm-hmm. That's
everybody
just
else,
sad.
It, yeah. Right? Everybody else was into NASCAR, wrestling, and...
See, Ninja
we
Turtles
have the whole,
is...
like, neighborhood of kids, so...
Ninja Turtles, it's one of those things that, like, everybody loves it now. From, like, rednecks to, like, comic nerds to fucking ghetto-ass people.
It's the Deadpool effect.
It's just like, it's so popular. You will see many nerds coming here as you will see, like, fucking weed smoking.
I mean, like, nerd culture is more mainstream now.
Yes. But you know who I blame? World of Warcraft.
Oh, I was going to blame Big Bang Theory.
Fuck that fucking show.
No. We're not getting into it.
We're not.
Yeah. About to say,
the only Big Bang I'm thinking about is Ethan's hour and a half special.
What?
What?
No.
Oh, I'm glad he's got his headphones on for that one.
Nope, we're not. Nope, we're
but anyway,
no,
but
not on the air. We're
and
not.
And I also really like the fighting game they did on the Super Nintendo.
Tournament Fighters.
Tournament Fighters.
I can't beat the first guy.
Really?
I have it now. Like now, growing up with video games, I still can't beat the first guy.
I mean, to be fair, there were a lot of games that I remember being really good at as a kid that I can't play now.
Castlevania,
oh,
the first
God.
One. I was so good at it as a kid. Now I again can't get past like the
X-Men.
First level. Which one?
Either.
You know, like, the Genesis ones?
Because
you're not talking about that terrible Nintendo one, are you?
Mutant Apocalypse? Like the Super Nintendo one?
I don't.
The one by Capcom?
I don't remember Mutant Apocalypse.
That's there's like five characters and everyone has their own level.
And it was like Capcom style, like you had to put combinations in to do their moves.
Which was so annoying.
You're probably thinking of the Genesis ones.
No, I'm definitely thinking of the Genesis
ones. Yeah,
those
were the
good ones.
It
on.
Yeah.
I was just trying to remember if I ever played like the Nintendo ones, because I remember.
Well,
there were three of them that I played. There was Spider-Man and the X-Men.
Yes, Arcade
and then
Revenge.
X-Men 1 and X-Men 2.
Those, Super Nintendo Genesis. Because the X-Men games that were on Nintendo, there was one just called X-Men, or Uncanny X-Men, depending on the box art. And it was a top-down awful, god awful, one of the worst games of all time. And then there was like Wolverine something. They were all by LJN, which again, watch the Angry Video Game Nerd. He'll tell you all about LJN.
Check out that rainbow.
That shit rainbow.
Yeah, because I remember the Genesis, the two on the Genesis in particular, the ones that me and my little brother played. And the second one was a lot better than the first one. But I recently, like, whenever we opened up the Cape store here for Gaming Grounds, 709 Broadway, for all your gaming needs.
You can pre-order
that. I bought a Sega Genesis because I haven't had one in a long time. And then I grabbed that X-Men game and I tried playing through it.
No. It's hard.
Impossible. And then I got the second one. I was like, because that wasn't the one I was thinking of. Like,
Clone Wars was better. Yeah.
Yeah. So I grabbed that one and even that one, just no. I couldn't get past the stage where you have to escape the Sentinel blowing up.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and
the Turtle games were a little bit more forgiving, except the first one.
Except for the first one. Fuck and Tournament Fighter, apparently.
Me and Sheridan, we used to do the Thursday night game nights here with Stephen Sawyer, you know, when he would.
Yeah, the video game club.
The video game club. And me and Sheridan Comer, we tried to play Ninja Turtles on the Retron 5, so we had a save file. Mm-hmm. That way we didn't have to restart every time, because the damn level alone is. I could beat it first try now, but that's the one everyone gets hung up on. But anyway, we played it for weeks and weeks and weeks and never got past like the third level. Couldn't do it. Just could not do it. It's too damn hard.
Because we made that the Impossible Video Game Challenge, yeah. And we stopped doing that because nobody could ever beat Ninja Turtles.
No one could beat the first level, and if they got past the first level, as soon as they got to the dam, forget it. Yeah. Just turn in your
quarters. I remember there was a...
Queer Boy?
I think it might have been PS2, but it was that TMNT game. The one based on the, like, the 2000 cartoon series.
Yeah.
I think it was just called TMNT.
No, the TMNT was the one based on the movie. There was a straight-up Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game that was made by Nickelodeon.
It might have been that one,
and it was
then.
Just called Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes. Okay, yeah, it might have been that
TMNT
one.
TMNT is that movie.
Yes. I haven't played it since it like first came out when I probably rented it, but I remember liking it, but it probably wasn't good.
I think it was the third one had really an unlockable copy of Turtles 2. Turtles in Time.
Really?
And that's why I bought it. It's just like
So you could end up playing the...
Yeah. Like, I bought Fight Night Round 2 mm-hmm. because it had an unlockable copy of Super Punch-Out for the GameCube.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, yeah. Stuff like that suckered me in.
And, you know? Speaking of video games, we've already talked about it a lot on Nerd Up, but Platinum Games is mm-hmm. working on a new Turtles game, which is Mutants in Manhattan.
Are we getting a release date yet on that?
No. The trailer came out, and they... Like, the trailer was leaked before they even officially announced it. So it'll probably be... late this year if we're super lucky, but more than likely it'll be 2017.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm excited about that game.
I am.
Like,
why wouldn't you be?
Because
it's a Turtles beat 'em up game made by like the best people in hack and slash.
The people who made Metal Gear Uprising, Revengeance and Bayonetta 1 and 2. And the latest Transformers game that was actually good.
Yeah,
I just want an open world Turtles game. I know that's probably very difficult to do, but I really want an open world Turtles game, like a la Batman.
But are you going to be disappointed just because it's not in a genre that you were hoping for? Like, you're not going to get excited just because it's...
I won't be disappointed in two things. If it has co-op, it has to have co-op.
I think it already said,
they already said it has co-op.
Yeah, I think...
And if it's fun, because I really liked, they had a game for Xbox 360. It was downloadable called Out of the Shadows, which is what they're calling the movie, which is very confusing.
So
see, and I really liked it because it was dark. It was kind of more realistic. I liked the combat, and they had a really cool side-scrolling mode that when you beat the levels, you could play it in classic Turtles mode where you just go side-scrolling on it, which I thought was really awesome. And I really loved, I think WayForward did a game called Turtles Dangers of the Ooze or something like that. I just bought it again on PS3, and it's a side-scrolling game. It's basically Metroidvania with Ninja Turtles. And I love that style of gameplay. But it still just doesn't feel like Ninja Turtles. Maybe I'm just, as a kid, I played Turtles in Time, and that's, I just want to feel things.
I mean, this is going to be a 3D beat-em-up made by, like I said, the best people in hack and slash right now. Like, nobody does hack and slash better than Platinum Games at this
Koei?
Point. Ooh. No.
Well, I'm excited about it. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
And I want to play it now.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah. So much.
We all want to play it. And that's going to wrap it up for us tonight. We're going to stop talking about Ninja Turtles.
Did we say who our favorite turtle was?
Oh, shit. Did we?
No.
Wow. That seems like a really...
I mean, I talked about it briefly during the intro because you put me as Raphael, which I agree with, but he's not my favorite.
All right. Well, let's go around the room real quick. We'll finish off with this. Favorite turtle, Aso.
Donatello.
I feel like I'm going to get that answer a lot tonight.
Because it's the correct one.
Donatello, he was in the first Ninja Turtles game, going back to that, only one.
Mm-hmm.
He was the only good character.
Yeah.
Leonardo wasn't bad.
He's the best character in Turtles 4. He has the best weapon.
Because it's the longest weapon.
Because it has the best range, and he can use it against everyone instead of just having to have a roll of nickels in his hand.
I heard that staff doesn't afraid of anything.
No, it's an hero.
Dalton Tello.
Leonardo.
Good man. He's the leader.
I've always liked the leaders of the groups.
Because you were a follower.
Oh, shit. God, Jesse, save us.
Raphael.
Like, especially honestly, the newer versions of him, where he's like a hard-ass, like, MMA-style fighter, where he's just a bruiser.
Yeah, well, see, like, the big deal back in the day, like, me and my little brother could never like the same thing. We just couldn't. That's not how it worked.
It was a rule.
Yeah, and normally, like, I would go with whatever was green. But since they were all four green...
Your brother wasn't allowed to like them. It was a bad situation.
My little brother, on the other hand, was always, you know, red. Red was his color. So I took red from him. I always played
Raph
in every game.
So you didn't give a shit about Raphael. You just wanted some revenge.
And, well, I mean, like, to be fair, like, that was just...
And you retroactively, it just kind of seeped into those positive memories. So you're like, oh, he's my favorite.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
to your trigger. Lindsay?
It changes from generation to generation of it, but if I go back with the originals, I have to go with Michelangelo.
I always took you as a Michelangelo kind of girl.
That was my favorite.
I like the stupidity. I'm sorry.
He was the happy-go-lucky dum-dum.
But if you go with the newest one, I have to go with Donnie.
What, like the newest show?
The newest show.
Where they actually got the voice actor of Raphael.
It was Raphael.
From the
that messed
show.
With me so yeah. bad when we first started watching it. And I'm like, why? No, Raphael's voice is coming out of Donatello and my brain's going to explode.
It's not hard to imagine which one I'm going to pick. My favorite Ninja Turtle is clearly Venus.
No,
hey, Jason,
different
why don't you threaten Shannon the same way you did Dalton earlier?
No, because it'll be a sneak attack. I can't take him on head on. That's stupid.
Fuck you, Asa.
You wish.
Leonardo is always going to be the greatest Ninja Turtle because he has responsibility as a leader.
I always did like the swords a whole lot.
Plus, he has the swords. That's the reason I liked him originally. Two katanas? That's awesome.
That he never uses?
Mm-hmm. Well, he can't because he's too good with them.
What?
The greatest Ninja Turtle scene of all time, before we go, in the TMNT movie, when Raphael is going as the Night Watcher or whatever it is, mm-hmm. and Leonardo confronts him on the rooftop, and they finally fight, after building it up for how many different versions of the Ninja Turtles,
yeah.
Leonardo and Raphael finally fight. And it's raining and it's storming. It's one of the most epic showdowns ever.
And that is the only, like, rebellious Raphael that I've ever liked. Because otherwise, he always just sounds so whiny.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't ever really have legitimate complaints. He's just...
And that was my problem in the new movie. Like, they forced it so much of Raphael being the...
I'm the loner.
Why are you the leader?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that...
He has second command issues.
Yeah.
That little speech at the end where he's like, I loved you because you were my brothers. I pushed you so hard. And I thought, you really didn't, though.
I liked his A-team, B-team thing, though.
I like that. They had a show of a cartoon of that in the new Ninja Turtles show where Leonardo and Raphael were the A team and Donnie and Mike were the B team and they clearly labeled them as such. And they,
Jesse.
It was pretty funny. A team over here. Mr. 100 Turtle and the 5-Star Turtle. All right. That's going to wrap it up for us today. We're going to be back talking about Ninja Turtles again in the future when the movie's coming out. We're going to preview it and give our thoughts on it. We hope you enjoyed the trip down memory lane. We're going to be back tomorrow, more than likely, for our 200th episode.
Oh, shit. That's tomorrow?
Come on.
Why is that tomorrow?
Why are we doing it tomorrow?
Because otherwise the sports show gets it.
Oh, that's true.
That. Yeah. I was actually thinking about that earlier today because I was like, oh, cool. Nerd Up's going to be the 200th episode. And then I was like, wait.
Yeah,
sports
no.
show.
I'm not giving it to Cody. I'm sorry, Cody. You can't have it. We got a good show. I think there's going to be a few surprises, some surprise returns. Jesse's eyes just lit up. He's wondering what's going on.
Surprise.
Especially
kickoff.
Since I haven't been invited to the 200th episode.
Let's just,
it's okay. You're not the only one.
Let's just say it's going to be a big surprise.
It's going to be It's going to be Shannon, Louie, Nate, and Zach Price.
That would be hilarious.
That's the 200 spectacular.
That's the he has to top the spectacular failure that was the 50th episode.
This time I'm going to try to make it entertaining, which is why you will be invited. So we'll see you guys tomorrow on the 200th episode. We're going to be sucking our own dicks all day, except for Lindsay, who doesn't have one.
I'm a girl.
Maybe she didn't. I can't say anything. All right. Thank you guys for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Dalton takes out.
Bone that turtle.
Nope. Nope. Turtle power. How do you not
know? Cowabunga! Something!
Is it sad that I got the Mario character Dry Bones in my head when he said that? That turtle.
All right, cowabunga dudes, later.